What's going on there, watch fans? Do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. We're also sponsored today by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want the best sunglasses in the world, visit www.retrospects.com. You can email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time. Okay, on with the show. Today's episode, I interview good friend, GM of Retrospects, Chris Fabre. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm with my friend Chris Fabre, the GM of Retrospects. This is a follow-up interview to an interview I did last year. What's going on there, Chris?
Hi, Amit.
It's nice to see you,
as
always.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you again as well.
Chris and I have become good friends, and it's an incredible relationship we have. You guys signed on very early as a sponsor of my podcast.
Yes.
And it's pretty amazing how that grew. If you think about it organically from a friendship, do you want to kind of explain sort of how that all came about?
Yeah, it was quite a surprise on my end, and it's turned out to be more than exceeding my expectations. So yeah, we started out as you coming in for a repair, I believe.
That's right.
And then you wanted some lens changed out.
Yep.
And then we talked.
Like,
and then I didn't know that you did advertising on your podcast at the time, so I was super excited because I really believe in what you do.
Thank you.
With the watches, it's such a unique opportunity for watch collectors and people that want something special.
Absolutely.
And precious. So to be in on that was super amazing for us. I know your client base is just a stunning group of people.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think it's, I think like in the beginning for anyone, this is so new for me as well. I mean, I've had the podcast for a year and I have like next week will be 67 episodes. It blows my mind, especially when people were like, what are you going to say on this thing? And now that I've had quite a bit to say and quite a few people that I've interviewed, including yourself, before, which I'm very grateful for, by the way, because you really helped me pave the way for what I want to do. And, you know, every person that does it is essentially, like, becoming my ambassador. And they're also building a resume as well at the same time, which I didn't realize until, you know, a couple of podcasts in. But what I find really unique is that, you know, I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now. And for me, it's like, this is a dream for me. So the very fact that you made this happen, I'm totally indebted to you for running with the ball and making it happen. So this is my love letter to you, Chris, in a way, to thank you for everything you've done for me. And I really hope that this continues to grow into something bigger and better than we could ever imagine.
You know, this is completely mutual because you have been really quite an ambassador for us. And really the way you carry your glasses, the way you present your Retrospects and share that history with your friends, your clients, your family, who now also own Retrospects as well.
Thank you.
It has been a life changer for us. It's just, I'm indebted to you as well, and I just want to thank you as well. It's been really an opportunity like Retrospects has never seen. So.
Well, I think that, you know, the good thing is, what's even more interesting, and thank you, by the way, for your kind words, but what's even more interesting for me is that we're both artists, and through this, we've also been able to garner a friendship and get to know each other beyond the store and realize that Chris is an absolutely incredible artist. She's a sketch artist. She makes her own jewelry. Sia Designs is the name of her jewelry. And she's got phenomenal, you know, just very whimsical, free-flowing, very inspirational, very original designs. And I think, you know, a lot of times when you deal with people on a corporate level, you don't get beyond the person. You don't get to really know who that person is, because you're worried about dollars and cents and producing and percentages and all that other BS. But I think you and I have a phenomenal understanding, and communication is key. And I'm lucky to call you my friend first, more than anything, and then everything else is secondary. But what I also wanted to shed light on to people is that I think a lot of people out there think that buying vintage sunglasses is totally impossible. It's totally more expensive, unreachable, it's unattainable, it's too much of an aspiration. They have no idea that these things are just, if you really spend some time here at Retrospects, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas, and you talk to yourself, or you talk to Terry, or you talk to Dustin, or you talk to whoever is here, Steve, and, you know, it's just, the education is paramount. You're not going to get that kind of education if you walk into a regular sunglass shop. And I think, I don't even call this a sunglass shop. That's really, really disrespecting what you have. I would say you guys are an optical dream.
Well, we appreciate that. It's something we're very passionate about and something that we all believe in. Since we've been introduced to Retrospects, our perspective has so altered toward eyewear. It's like a different product entirely than what's sold on the mass market today. And we're so happy to share it with whoever even wants to come and look, just because we want them to know what's available. We want them to know. And, you know, our owners have done such an incredible job of making vintage and antique eyewear available on this level, in the condition that it's in, with a warranty, with a repair, an ability to repair, an ability to put your prescription in, ability to put custom sunglasses lenses in of your choice. I mean, there's just...
It's really one-stop shopping.
Exactly. It's all here. I don't think... You know, we're used to, you know, going on eBay, or, you know, you're finding something in an antique shop in downtown somewhere.
Sure.
But, you know, it's like, good luck, goodbye, enjoy your glasses. It's not, hey, how can we help you with that? Let's repair that temple that you sat on. Let's, you know, there's none of that aftermarket.
And let's build a relationship.
Exactly.
More than anything.
Exactly.
And you know, what's interesting to me, and there's no surprise, for all of those of you out there who may or may not follow me on Instagram, I'm a massive Andy Warhol fan. And I was just listening to something the other day, and it relates to this too. That's why I wanted to correlate these two things. That if you want to know what happened in the second half of the 20th century, look at Warhol paintings and they'll tell you everything you need to know. And in that same way, and in that same vein, look at the collection you have that spans even earlier than that, you know, the late 19th century, as well as through the whole 20th century. Look at, you can really define what was going on at that time.
Yeah, the historical events are
incredible.
Completely in line with what happened in eyewear design. I mean, at the time that the jewelers lost all their jobs because of the Great Depression, the Industrial Revolution was booming, meaning people needed eyewear to be able to see what they were doing. So all of the jewelers were able to go into eyewear, and that's why we have gorgeous engraved eyewear. From just after the Depression into the early 40s. It's an incredible thing for eyewear.
That's remarkable. Do you want to kind of tell people as well, like, who are the makers of the eyewear that you have? Just to give people a little... First, let's go into what can someone come in who's never been into Retrospects before, who may be afraid to dip their foot into vintage eyewear. What can they expect to spend on the low end, and what can they expect to spend on the highest end?
That's a great question, because I think there's a lot of confusion there as well. And You know, we try to keep get our of every piece as close to brand new condition as possible. With all the treatment added and so forth, you know, our low end starts at $345.
Okay.
We have several styles at that price range.
Excellent.
So it's a great starter.
Yep.
We go as high as, you know, $16,000.
That's incredible.
Those are for very, very special, very rare pieces. Price is essentially based on how rare a piece is, how hard it is for us to find, and then find enough parts for that we can, you know, offer you that repair when you need it. And that's all part of what we do. We make sure we have extra of everything we sell so that we can repair that for you and keep it going as long as you want to wear it. And many of these, it will be the rest of their life. And even some of our clients are putting these pieces in their wills to their children.
That's
we
amazing.
Have gold-filled pieces. They're like jewelry. Again, a lot of them hand engraved by jewelers.
And these are all like serial numbers.
Absolutely, they've all been registered antiques. So and we all have each has a registration card where we can put that unique registration number stamped on there for you with a description of what you're purchasing and some of that history and the manufacturing.
That's really unique. That's not something you would get if you walked into a regular sunglass shop.
Exactly.
And that makes you feel like you have something really unique and special and historic, you
know? Well, this is, everything we sell was before the era of disposable glasses, which that's all we know. So, you know, we expect our clients to have those pieces for decades.
And a funny story, you know, Chris was a couple of weeks ago doing a lens change for me, and we put it on the heater because you have to heat these things up to be able to sort of maneuver the lenses inside. And unfortunately, we were both talking and totally got sidetracked and I realized, wow, like it's starting to get really hot in here. And I said, Chris, are they? And Chris was like, oh my God. And
yes, I was panicking at that moment.
And yes, they definitely got a little bit warped, but the most amazing thing is that if they were sunglasses made today, it would have been a pile of plastic.
They would have been
liquid plastic.
They would have been a puddle.
Yeah. So these things are made remarkably well. And I think that's what people don't understand is that, you know, I have two or three pieces at $345 price point. And those are like white gold-plated Ray-Ban aviators before they were Ray-Ban, when they were Bausch & Lomb, when they were stamped on the top, which is pretty damn cool. And that's what all the aviators today are based on. Like, Retrospects carries all the original stuff that everything that you see in today's market in a modern-day sunglass store is based on.
That's right. The shape never changed from the original prototype in 1937, which we have in our safe, by the way, our 1903 Mosler safe.
Wow.
Which is
and the safe is like bulletproof, and it's a work of art in itself.
It's really fun having it. It's, another thing our owner does, just really bringing the atmosphere of what we do, you know, just bringing it home and having a lot of fun little pieces we can share that kind of make the glasses more relevant and help people understand, you know, the era they came from. And it's just a lot of fun.
Now, you have stuff from Bausch & Lomb. You have stuff from a real, like, as I have now, I have about a dozen pieces in my collection.
Yes, you do.
And some very cool, iconic pieces, like very definitive pieces that people go gaga over. You know, you've got like a company based out of New York called Tard Optical, which is unbelievable. I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, they started in Manhattan, New York in the 40s, and they invented the double barrel hinge that we know as a staple today.
Wow.
That was their invention. You know, a lot of things we take for granted had to be thought of at one point. And Tard Optical was an amazing innovator and played their part.
Wow. Yeah, and also just how solid they are, you know?
They are built like a tank. They are very, very solid. And, you know, although they are plastic frames, you know, many of the plastic frames like you own on it, they are different material.
Totally different.
Than what the plastic we know today. It's much denser. It's much more, many of them were metal reinforced with a very, very strong metal. The hinge metals were very, very strong.
Much stronger. And you also have safety glasses.
We do.
Which in my mind means that, like, these safety glasses that you carried, like, a lot of them, I'm sure, were used for welding, right?
Yes, welding, basic construction, and actually factory work. We have quite a few pieces that were used on the assembly lines in the old factories in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. So, it's pretty fun.
Were your owners very cognizant of what kind of stuff they wanted to carry? They also distribute, not just at their stores, because they have a retrospect in San Francisco, they have one in LA, but you can, there are, I don't know if I can say thousands of stores, but maybe 100 stores all over the world that carry,
at least
that carry retrospects, vintage or authentic original sunglasses.
Yes, we have three boutiques of our own on the West Coast, but we also have a small collection in every major city in the world.
Yeah.
So that includes Asia, Europe. We're not in the Middle East yet, but we pretty much cover U.S., Europe, and Asia.
But now, when did the owners start retrospect? When did the concept start? You know,
we're about 25 years old.
Okay.
One of our owners, Jay Owens, he was in college. He was on a baseball team. And as for prescription glasses, and his glasses kept falling off all the time when he was playing baseball, so he got pretty annoyed, and he went to an antique shop, and he purchased a gold-filled frame that had, you know, the type of temples that go around the back of your ear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he thought, this will never fall off. This is what I'm going to do.
This is for life.
This is.
Yeah.
So he got his prescription put in there and went to bat, you know, no pun intended, and they were great. They worked so well that everybody he was playing with was asking about them. Even if they weren't wearing prescription glasses, they wanted them for sunglasses. So he suddenly realized he had something and started collecting and started actually bought a motorhome and traveled all over the U.S. going from...
Wow.
From flea markets to little shops that were closing
and
up,
went
or
antiquing
whatnot.
To
just all
find
over the
these.
Country, and he visited manufacturers and he visited older opticians that knew the old days and what was being worn and what was being sold and why and the stories that went with it, and he gathered all that and started retrospects.
That's unbelievable. And today I'm sure you have thousands of frames within... I mean, you've been to the warehouse.
It's unreal. It's like a... If you love glasses, you could get lost in this place for a week. It's just unbelievable.
I would love to visit the factory one day, if you will, or the arsenal that you have, just to see it. I think it would be such a spectacle, again, no pun intended, to have... seen all those frames, and I know for me personally, it's an addiction that will never go away. Like for me, it's like one of these things where being in the watch industry, I think it's an accessory that goes hand in hand.
You took the words out of my mouth, Amit. I mean, like fine watches, beautiful sunglasses and fine eyewear is like nothing else.
It's the perfect accessory for your face, much like a watch is a perfect accessory for one's wrist.
Yes.
And I think that there's so many different styles, but if you look at the stuff, I wish in comparison there was a store like this that could do that for watches, because I'll tell you, there are places that you can buy authentic vintage timepieces, but you have to be so careful where you buy them from. But you guys are really the authority, the leader of all of this stuff, because these are like registered.
Right. They're authentic.
They're authentic registered eyewear. And there's nothing like that in the watch industry. And this just gives me hope that if you can do this for glasses, why not be able to do this for watches?
That's a great thought.
It's an amazing, amazing thing. And for all of you ladies out there, they have all the original Dior stuff. What other ladies' stuff do you have?
Like, we carry Diane von Furstenberg.
Okay.
We do carry Christian Dior.
Yep.
We have Oscar de la Renta.
Okay.
Yves Chantal from Paris.
Okay. All the iconic stuff.
Yeah,
like
some pretty amazing.
The Jackie O type looking frames.
Definitely.
And things like that.
Audrey Hepburn looks.
You even have, like, there's a, you know, frame worn by JFK called the Saratoga. They have that frame, which to me is just as iconic as you can get.
It's the coolest ever, and it's disappearing, frankly. We're finding fewer and fewer pieces just because it is such a gorgeous piece and has such a beautiful history, with JFK being photographed in it over and over, and he also wore a Wayfarer, which we carry as well. So that was an amazing piece also. But the Saratoga is like nothing else.
Yeah, and like when you see these things, you realize, like, when you see the Saratoga and you see the American Optical stuff and the Tarte Optical stuff and all of this other stuff, you realize that Ray-Ban may have popularized that style, but these other brands came out before and sort of they had that aesthetic before Bausch & Lomb or before Ray-Ban. Really had it. They had it, but Ray-Ban popularized it or made it more accessible, you know, made it more iconic, you know. And I think that that's, to me, the learning lesson. Like, I never knew that kind of stuff, you know. You even have the military aircraft ones, again, for
amazing.
$345.
I mean,
my mother has a pair of those, and she won't let my father touch them, you know. And, like, anything you purchase at Retrospects, you get your first lens change is complimentary, which,
correct,
again, is an unbelievable service.
Yeah, we give
service.
You an entire year to say, hey, I'd like to change this out. I'm going to do it for you for free. Any repairs that you have in the first year are free.
Amazing.
But honestly, you don't see that many. They're made that well.
Which is a testament to how they were made, a testament to that time. And all of you out there, like, honestly, like, don't delay. Come in, look at the store, meet Chris, meet her staff. They're, like, honestly, you don't feel this hierarchy, you know. A lot of times when, what I love is they all love and respect you, and you'd really treat them like friends and family, and it works. And there's no BS, there's no tension, there's no, oh my God, this one has to sell over this one. You know, yes, everyone needs to make a living, but I think the way you run this shop is really, you set the example, and there's no, it's amazing to me to see your progression. Chris is not just the GM of Retrospects in Las Vegas, but for all the Retrospects boutiques in the country. And, you know, I mean, on her way to becoming a DM. And it's just, it's for me as your friend, I'm so proud of you. So.
Well, thank you. It's been such an amazing journey. And I have to say, one that means so much to me. And I work with such a wonderful group of people. And we all share the same passion. And we all care so much about what we do that it's just a pleasure.
Amazing. And what is the best way, like, I know, like, a lot of people listening are all over the world. What is the best way for people to find, you know, can they see the different frames on the website?
We don't yet have a photo album on our website. We work individually. We try to kind of keep the antique sale vibe,
right,
by working individually with each client according to their needs, doing custom fittings. If they're out of the country, we have other tools that we can use to meet those needs and send them pictures via email. We will work with them. We'll send them a collection to try on at home. And then sort of fine-tune that as we go. So there's lots of things we can do to help each client find the perfect glasses and sunglasses for them.
See, so that's amazing. Like, you know, you're not going to be able to go to a modern-day place where you're going to get prescription, restoration, authentic vintage stuff. They do everything here. And, you know, for me, when I'm not even, like, forget the working relationship, I'm here just to hang out because I love being around these things.
Yes, it's just so much fun, and you are so in tune with this. It's the perfect product for you.
I love it.
And you have been such an amazing supporter.
No, same with you, Chris, and thank you for your time, and I know that this is going to take off like a rocket, you know, and I'm very happy and proud to be a part of something from the very beginning. Even before I met you, I was wearing these. So for me, you know, all over the world, my whole family wants to wear them. And I think by the time, within a year, I'm sure they all will. With your help, but
yeah, even your little niece was seen photographed on your Instagram your Tarte optical.
My little niece, and then my friend's kid. He's not even two. He grabbed my Warhol style peach range from the '60s that are Bausch and Lomb, and he put them on, and he's got a big fat face like me. So he looked amazing in them.
Oh wow! Hope I get to see a shot of that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much for your time today, Chris, and I look forward to bigger and better things for the both of us.
I'm sure that they are coming. We're both working hard, and I know it's going to happen. So
thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with good friend and collaborator Chris Vabre, GM of Retrospects, not just for the one in Las Vegas at the Cosmopolitan Hotel, but of all three boutiques, the one in San Francisco and the one in LA as well. And she's probably one of the nicest women I've ever met in my life. She's an incredible artist. She's just a really good person. And if you happen to stumble into the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas on the second floor where the retail shops are, definitely pop into Retrospects, meet Chris. She's usually there Monday through Friday. She has an incredible staff. You'll get an education and you'll realize that, you know, purchasing authentic vintage eyewear is not unattainable. It's very attainable, and you'll have something that will last you generations that you can pass down to your family because the construction is so well made. So thank you, Chris, for your time. I'd also like to thank Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. They really are an amazing company. They've really been supportive to me as a sponsor. If you want vintage, if you want a prescription, you want to do restoration, they do it all. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time. I'd also like to thank Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, my other sponsor. If you want to polish your watch like a professional for under $20, Cape Cod Polishing Cloth is the way to go. You can order yours at www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, definitely check out my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. Please email me with questions at amitdevehonda@gmail.com. You can check out my latest picks on Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at amitdevehonda. Don't forget to like my Facebook watch page, where you'll get updated with the latest watch news. And if you want to stay informed without committing to my blog on a daily basis, sign up for my free weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.